Joined here by the head coach of the unbeaten Princeton Tigers, Damon Collins. Princeton, like kind of everybody else across the region, they didn't have a whole lot over Christmas break. I'm trying to remember back to mid-December with Princeton and coronavirus issues and things like that. We're going to catch up with that. Schedule very busy. A victory on Monday night, game tonight. Grand River Conference game tomorrow, and there's a game that we'll save at least for a deep discussion until a couple of weeks. But after I saw Gallatin on Tuesday at Trenton, kind of talked about that at the end of the broadcast. Gallatin, Princeton coming up in 16 days. That's going to be a good one between two of the top boys teams in the GRC. But we'll save that for a couple of weeks down the road. Coach Collins, congrats on the win Monday.
Yeah, it was definitely good to be back on the court. I think that was. We had 20 days there in a gap without a game, probably 10 to 12 of those without practice. But, you know, it was nice to get back into some game action. We had a little slow start, but were able to finish strong.
Yeah. I know that you had issues with coronavirus because we were talking about that back in December. Was it just a lot of close contacts where you had guys who just weren't available? And you don't want that necessarily, but if you're going to get that, I guess it's over Christmas break, and you kind of look at January 1st as kind of a season reset.
Oh yeah, you know the timing. You know, I guess you never want to stop the middle, but you know that timing, you know, could have been worse. That's for sure. You know, kind of gave us a little bit longer Christmas there, and ready to get back going now. I think we're able to get most of the games that we missed made up. It gives us a lot of three game weeks coming up, but we're ready to take on that challenge.
You know, as I was talking with Coach Coe down here at Trenton after their loss to Gallatin the other night, and we're talking about your team and Gallatin and, you know, some of the teams in the GRC that off to good starts, and we were talking about how well-balanced your team is and how really, yeah, I think it's an impressive job because everybody knows the talent that you lost in the senior class last year, but you come back with a team this year, and you have, I would say, legitimately 6 to 7 kids that on any given night can put double figures on the board, and and they all play well on any given night. That's a tough concept to try to beat the Tigers. Your depth is really your strength this year, is it not?
Definitely. That's a big part of our, like I said, our strength. We usually have 2 or 3 guys in double figures, and like I said, it's a different 2 or 3 guys every night. And, you know, I think, you know, we don't just, like I said, we lost a lot of talent. We don't just wow people offensively, but over the course of the game, you know, with our depths and thing, we're able to hold teams, you know, going 3 or 4 minutes without them scoring, you know, and then that's where we're able to take advantage.
It's one thing to teach defense. It's a whole other thing because in order for your teachings to go onto the court and be successful, the guys have to buy in. Where did you really get the feeling, Coach, whether it was last year or maybe a couple of years previous where – yeah, you know, the things that you wanted to do defensively, because the guys have been great defensively this year. What are the things that you felt like just in building the program where the guys kind of got the idea to the level that you wanted them to play defense at?
I think, you know, like you said, you know, the guys had to buy in. You know, defense is a want to, and, you know, they've wanted to work, you know, since, you know, really, you know, going back 3 years ago when these guys started in high school. You know, they've kind of known that, you know, that's kind of their strength. They, you know, don't have anybody, like you said, that just wows offensively. But, you know, when you put all that together and get a bunch of stops and compound those turnovers into fast break points, then your offense looks a lot better.
Well, and I think it goes without saying, too, because we had this discussion in December, but some of the buy-in is the guys remember how much fun that they had in going to St. Joe and playing a couple of games at Civic Arena and going to the quarterfinals, you know, place that Princeton boys basketball hadn't been before. They want to get back there. So that urge to try to get back there, that's where you get a lot of the buy-in because the guys had a lot of fun and they want to experience that again here in a few weeks.
Oh, you know, definitely that's a big motivating factor, and just try to keep them, you know, focused on one game at a time here, and I think they're really looking forward to tonight's matchup here with Green City.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We're going to talk about the schedule here coming up in a little bit. On Monday, we talk Mercer basketball, and obviously it's been a couple of tries to play Mercer Princeton. It hasn't gone yet. Monday, there wasn't news on the Mercer side on that. Any news to report on a makeup date for Mercer Princeton at this point, Coach? You're still working on it?
I have not heard any date yet for that one. I know on the boys' side, we will have them the matchup with them first round in the South Harrison tournament. Mm-hmm. But I think the girls may be the one or two seed and may get some matchups there, but I haven't heard a date for the regular season.
So still working on that one. All the way around, 62-28, pretty dominant performance against La Palette on Monday night at your place, especially with not a lot of practice time over the holidays and things like that. The score wouldn't indicate it. Did you feel like, was there any rust that the guys had to knock off in the first couple of quarters on Monday, Coach, or was it a pretty solid performance all the way around?
I think the first quarter was a little bit rough. It had to be rough to watch, too. I think that it ended that. We were up 5-4 after the first quarter, but, then we were able to make it, I think it was 24-9 at halftime, and then kind of got going there. Like I said, I think our depth and, kind of wore them down, and we were able to finish strong.
How much of it was rust, Coach, and how much of it, honestly, is the guys, they lose a little bit of the conditioning when they're not in the gym and working out every day? Was that something that you saw as well, that you really worked on the last 2 days in practice?
Surprisingly, the conditioning didn't really seem, to be a big issue. And I think, part of that's why, we're playing nine guys, got, pretty good depth. Seemed just to be more, just kind of some timing issues and just rust, missing some easy opportunities. Something I think that, as we go here, I think, getting a lot of games in, that should disappear pretty quick.
Yeah, let's talk Green City, Coach. Last check, and I don't know if there's a state poll out this week or not. I have not looked at that yet. I may do that here in a little bit. But, that poll right around Christmas, Green City was receiving votes in Class 1, and you have to go there and play. So that's going to be a really high-quality boys matchup tonight over at the home of the Gophers.
Definitely. We're looking forward to playing Green City, competitive team. I know they're off to a good start. Just had a good game with Milan the other night, and I believe they're 8-1 on the year and playing pretty good. And as you said, it's going to be a challenge going to their place, and we're definitely going to have to get a little bit quicker start than those 5 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, and obviously it's a non-conference test tonight against a really good team on the road. And then tomorrow night, I'm trying to kind of figure out what sort of squad South Harrison boys are going to have this year. I think they're going to be very much above average team. And I think they're going to be one of those teams that I don't know if they're going to be one of the top one or two to challenge for this conference title. But I think they're the type of team that on any given night, they're capable of beating anybody in this conference. And you got them at your place tomorrow.
Oh, definitely. With it being a conference game, it's going to be a battle. They have a lot of returners back that have been playing for a couple years, so I know they're going to have some good chemistry and know what each other are doing. And like you said, yeah, they can be really good on any given night, so it'll definitely be a tough matchup.
Yeah, I saw them against Trenton, and it kind of up and down that night, but when they got things put together, get a good spurt going, they can get things rolling. So South Harrison, Princeton tomorrow night at 7:30. I don't have the bracket in front of me, per se, Coach, but you guys got the number one seed for the South Harrison tournament. Who do you play, and when do you play in that quarterfinal round?
We play Mercer on Tuesday night. I don't remember the exact time. I want to say it's the early game at 4:30, but I could be wrong on that. But it is Tuesday night against Mercer.
Oh, very good. Congrats on the start, Coach. You can't do better than unbeaten, and you guys sit unbeaten. Certainly that'll be put to the test here over the next 24 hours at Green City tonight, hosting South Harrison tomorrow. Congrats, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, definitely be a good test for us here. And as always, thank you. We appreciate the coverage.